This is Ozarks at Large. Since school resumed in late August across Arkansas, we've been hearing from educators, parents, and students throughout our region. We're checking in with two of those teachers to see how their year is going, since both of them returned to the classroom nearly 3 months ago.
Well, teaching this year has for sure been unlike any other year.
Annabelle Yu is a French teacher at Fayetteville High School.
This is my 20th year at the high school, so I have a few under my belt. And man, I mean, it's one unexpected thing after the next.
She says this school year has been a lot of things all at once. Better, worse, more challenging, more fulfilling, more tiring. And in at least one way, it's been surprising.
I mean, this is tricky for me to say because I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. But as far as like positive cases and number of students quarantined, I am very surprised at how low that number has been because, you know, I mean, people were saying we're not even going to make it until Labor Day.
Personally, Beaulieu believes the numbers are still too high, but it appears safety measures like mask wearing and social distancing that have been put in place in Fayetteville schools are working.
My experience is that the students have been very compliant. You know, I mean, nobody wants to wear a mask all day. Let's be honest. It's not easy, and the students don't get a whole lot of break from wearing a mask. But they are compliant.
She says students seem to understand the severity of the situation. And for the most part, the precautions are not getting in the way of the main thing they're all there to do.
What I have been encouraged by is that learning is happening. And so that's been really nice. Because as an educator, that's your ultimate reward.
But Beaulieu adds she has noticed more students than usual are underperforming or checking out altogether.
So that's disappointing. And I think that's a struggle and a frustration for everyone involved, students, parents, teachers, and administrators. And so we just haven't quite, you know, solved that puzzle.
And then there's the workload.
The workload has been soul crushing, to be honest with you. Professionally speaking, it's been a very difficult year.
Beaulieu says that's mostly because she has to take the lessons she teaches in person in three different classes and make them suitable for students who are learning virtually.
And that takes a long time. It's not as simple as just drag and drop. There's so much that I cannot even use from my 20 years that I have. My bag of tricks might as well be empty because not many of them are really very useful this year because, like we've said, it's a whole different approach.
Aside from the additional labor that goes into creating virtual content, Beaulieu says she also has to make sure all her students are getting an equitable education, whether they're learning in person, online, or in a hybrid format.
You have to be careful what you're doing with your on-site students so that it's not so vastly different from what your online students are getting, because ultimately they all have to end up at the same spot.
Although she teaches much younger students, Rosanna Brown's school year bears a lot of similarities to Beaulieu's.
Well, it is more time consuming than I expected.
Brown is a fourth grade teacher at Ballman Elementary School in Fort Smith.
Aside from all the time of trying to get all your lessons blended and online and available to students who are not there, then you have to go back and you still have all the grading and planning that you had before, but you're also at the same time converting everything. And so it is a lot more time consuming.
Despite all that, Brown says she's thrilled to be back to teaching in person.
I love to see the aha moments. When they tell me, hey, I'm stuck on this, I like to go, okay, let's start from the very beginning so I can see where you're stuck. And I like that step-by-step process. I like trying to meet them where they're at.
Brown has about 17 students in her classroom, when normally she says she'd have nearly 30. And while her students are 9 and 10 years old, they've been diligent about wearing their masks and following other safety guidelines.
I do highly encourage my little learners to let me know, and they can always go out in the hall where I put big red X's 6 feet apart. If no one else is in the hall, they can go out there. We do have painted big X's in the playground with bright orange paint, and we go out there for mask breaks.
When her students do leave the classroom for lunch, Brown says they all have assigned seats at the cafeteria.
We have extra lunch periods, and they're spread out from, they start at 10:30 and end at like almost 1. And so we can spread the kids out. There's only those big long tables. I think we have 3 on one side and 3 on the other, so that they are spread out. And the chairs are numbered for the big kids, so they know what number chair is theirs, and another piece of tape for names for the little kids.
The Fort Smith School District has also started making its own disinfectant and hired extra staff to help sanitize the buildings and playground throughout the day.
So it is working out really well. We recently were allowed, with this new hiring of sanitation, to use playground equipment. And so we have to make sure they sanitize their hands before they go outside, and then they have to sanitize their hands when they come back inside. And so there's a lot of sanitizer being used.
Brown says she encourages parents to keep their children home if there's any indication they might be sick or could have been exposed to COVID-19, which is why she converts all of her in-person learning plans to an online format. Brown hasn't had any cases in her classroom so far, and she is notified of instances of the virus in her building via email. But because of privacy concerns, all other information is left out.
There was a class close to mine, and somebody did test positive, one of the students, and they quarantined half the class and the teacher. Nobody else had a positive test, and they all came back. But it was really, I thought it was handled really well. It was very swift, very quick. The minute they found out, everybody was immediately notified and sent home.
In Fayetteville, the school district has launched a COVID-19 dashboard that's updated every day at 5 p.m. It includes information about cases and possible exposures among students and staff. It also lists schools with 5 or more active or quarantined cases. As an educator, Anna Beaulieu says it's important to have access to as much of that information as possible.
Those numbers mean something, you know, and those numbers are going to, that's information that people need to be able to evaluate their own situation to decide what's best for, you know, themselves personally, but also their families moving forward. So I do applaud the district for doing that.
But she says Fayetteville and other school districts around the state could benefit from more manpower for monitoring and controlling the spread of the virus.
One of the things is there's always so many things going on, and there's so many questions, and there's so many things to do, that's really easy for information to get lost. And it's really easy to just let a question go that you did want the answer to, but something else has taken precedence.
And while Beaulieu believes there are things the district could be doing better, administrators have made improvements along the way, like increasing signage and implementing temperature checks for staff and students. She also says she feels relatively safe with the precautions she's able to take in her classroom.
I am able to distance students at 6 feet. And I have, you know, I have a little barrier for myself at the front of the room, more for me because I'm a walker.
As the president of the Fayetteville Education Association, which is a district-wide teachers union, Beaulieu also regularly communicates with other educators.
You know, it depends on the teacher, depends on the content, but for a lot of us, our home virtual students are suffering. You know, I mean, they're not participating at the same rate as their on-site counterparts. And to be honest with you, students don't know how to learn like this. And it's not their fault, and it's not our fault either. We've never had to teach this way, so they've never had to learn this way.
Which is why Beaulieu says, now more than ever, she wants to remind the community the education system is a partnership. And that partnership should include a consideration of the way people choose to spend the next few holidays.
We've done a good job so far, but I think that is because everybody has been very compliant with the safety protocols, and many of the parents have been very good about keeping strict regulations on the, you know, themselves and their families when they're home. As soon as we start to relax that, then that's going to impact everyone. And then we may end up in a situation where we don't have a choice and school has to shut down and go virtual.
Beaulieu also encourages community members to pay attention to the education-related bills that come before the state legislature in the coming legislative session, and to consider whether the state should go ahead with teacher evaluations and standardized testing during this school year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.